Welcome back to the Kentucky Derby, AT&T Morning Line. Cindy Allen, Alan Watts here, and with us, Mike Berry, who is the president and CEO of the Kentucky Derby Festival. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. It's good to have you all back.
Hey, great to be with you. Always love coming to the Kentucky Derby, AT&T Morning Line Derby Festival. You guys have had a great festival this year, it sounds like.
You know, we have. We started off a little early this year because where the Easter holiday fell. We don't like to program on religious holidays, Easter, Passover. So we started festival with Thunder over Louisville, and we had a beautiful day, a huge air show, great fireworks. Kicked off the day before with the They're Off luncheon. Hannah Storm from ESPN came in and got us all fired up. The festival has just continued this past weekend. Balloon race, then we had about 12,000 runners in the mini marathon and marathon. Lots of events going on. By my count, we're about halfway through.
About halfway through. This is a busy, fun week for you guys.
It really is. But, you know, it's what we work for all year.
Right, right.
We have about 4,000 volunteers who make this possible. There's 22 of us on staff, we eat, sleep, and breathe this pretty much 24/7 during this time of year. But year-round, we're working on figuring out how to make festival better and how to make your all's experience when you come visit. Visit us even better.
Well, you do a fabulous job with that, for sure.
Thank
you. We enjoy it. And how many volunteers did you say, 4,000?
4,000.
Yeah, so you guys, 22 full-time staff, it's a job to keep all the 4,000 volunteers heading in the right direction, isn't it?
You know, the good thing about it is that most of them have been volunteers for years, so they know the drill. There's very little orientation you have to do with our volunteers. People say, well, how does your volunteer number keep growing? Well, you know, if you're having to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go man a water stop for the mini marathon that starts at 7:30, you're more than likely going to force or entice, let's use that word, a relative or a neighbor or somebody to come with you. You know, they're kind of volunteers are also our recruiting magnets for other volunteers.
I think they are. Our host was telling us about, you know, she's a former Derby chairperson, but she was moving porta potties this week because there wasn't enough volunteers.
Need to get done.
What she
That's
needed,
right.
And it had to be done. People do whatever has to be done.
You're exactly
to
right.
To be commended, for sure.
Yes, and porta potties are very important.
Yes.
People ask me, what are the two largest checks you sign every year? And I said, one of them is for the fireworks for Thunder over Louisville, and the second one is for the porta potties.
Yep.
They're very important.
You can never have too many.
I think she had wrangled a friend or two into helping her.
See?
And
that's
they did
how you
that.
Get volunteers.
They did another minute and wound up getting to see some wrestling in the process.
All right. That's right. We had a wrestling promotion as well. You know, that's one of the things. There are a lot of the standard events of the festival, but I think people don't always realize that there's literally something for everybody. So
absolutely.
I just send folks to either our website, kdf.org, or our new app, which you can download on your phone. Just, you know, even if you can't come this year, scope it out. And I will tell you, there is something you will enjoy going on here next year when we do it all again.
That's right.
So, speaking of next year and doing it all again, we hear you're retiring.
I am. You know, 33 years as a staff member, the last 23 as the CEO of the festival. It's been the honor of a lifetime. It's been a dream job for a Louisville boy here that grew up here, and Derby was bigger than Christmas in our household. I've decided it's time to spend a little more time with the grandkids, to spend a few more warmer days in the winter. In Florida, but I'm sticking around here. I'll be back volunteering. I said I went to my first Derby Festival event when I was 8 years old. 50 years later, I'm still going to them. I can't imagine I wouldn't do it for another 50
years.
All
right. Awesome. Just a little different role next time, right?
That's right.
That'd be interesting.
And not up quite as early.
Right.
Like you guys. You're used to it.
Exactly. Well, Mike, I know you have a big time, and any big celebration planned as you get ready to retire here this year?
You know, I'm sure we'll do something. As I said, I'm going to be around till the end of the year,
right,
so
right.
We'll find a day when we're not planning something for Derby Festival and maybe have a little celebration for that. But it's been really kind of bittersweet as I've gone through this one. I was leaving our packet pickup area for the mini marathon the other day, and somebody said, did you forget something? And I said, no, you know, I'm just kind of looking around because I'm not sure next year I'll be behind the drape like I am now. So I'm looking forward to it, though, and the Derby Festival is so well positioned for the future that I know that the 2020 festival is going to be even better than the 2019 festival, no matter who's sitting in the big chair.
33 years ago, did you ever see it growing like it has since you've been here?
It really has been amazing. Economic impact has just taken off.
Sure.
People will say to me, oh, there's so many more events. Well, you know, there's really not. When I started 33 years ago, there was still about 70 events.
Really? Okay.
But some of the events were smaller and less impactful. I mean, now we're doing Thunder over Louisville. 2 weeks ago, we had a half million people who came and enjoyed an air show and a huge fireworks show, et cetera. So the festival continues to grow, but our real goal in this is not to bake, as one of my past chairmen says, at the first, most, biggest, greatest, best. We want to make sure that the customer experience is what folks want to see, and they want to come back and enjoy it year after year, whether they're local or whether they're coming from out of town. 20% of the folks come from outside this area, outside the region, to see the festival now.
That's
so great. It's a tourism draw.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Very much so.
Any special memories over your years as CEO?
Well, you know, there's been a lot. There's been, I'm making memories this year. The medals got stuck on the mini marathon medals for the 12,000 runners got stuck on a dock up until a dock in Long Beach, California, until Friday. And fortunately, UPS is headquartered here, and we called our friends and said, can we borrow a plane? They got them here on time, and nobody knew the difference. So there have been great stories about that. But I tell you, one involving this event. In the very beginning, I was actually involved as the event manager of this event the very first year. And we were on the wharf boat for, at the time, a dinner cruise ship that we had here called the Star of Louisville.
Okay.
And we were just putting it together at the last minute. And after the first day, they said, you know, this was before the days of really good cell phones and that sort of thing. We were using fax machines. And somebody said, we don't have any way to, communicate with the station. We need a fax machine. So I had to go out and buy a fax machine and come in and hook it up. And I will tell you, I have no future as an employee of AT&T because I couldn't even hook up the fax machine. So that's one of the great memories of this. And since then, you all have got it down to a science, and hopefully we have too.
It is. We flip a switch.
Absolutely.
It's so easy now. It really has changed a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Any Derby favorites this week?
You know, I bet the winner book every year. I go out to an air show conference in December in Las Vegas. So as a good Kentuckian, I figure you start the money losing early.
Yeah, right.
So I went out there and I bet two horses in the winner book. One of them was Game Winner.
Okay.
That's a Bob Baffert horse. Actually, I saw him on the backside this morning. First time I had actually laid eyes on him this year. And then the other one that I had was Instagram, but he didn't make the money cut off. So who knows? Maybe we'll see him in the Preakness. I also have to tout John Court is a jockey, and he's 58 years old. And on Saturday he will become the oldest man to ever ride in the Kentucky Derby.
I'm
58 years old, and I think it's time we all do it for the old guys.
You need to bet on that horse.
Absolutely,
that's right. He's going to go out and
that's
go
a good
blaze
one
glory.
Right there.
That's great. Mike, thank you so much. Congratulations on retirement. Congratulations on many years heading up this festival.
Thank you. I look forward to the next chapter and seeing you all again.
Thank you for all your hospitality over the many years we've been coming. Cindy, our coverage brought to you by
Heritage Bank, Robert Foods and Gifts, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, Home Place Mortgage, Hopkinsville, Commonwealth Agri-Energy, Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment, and Herb Hayes Furniture.
For Cindy Allen, I'm Alan Watts from the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line.